You're listening to SBS News.
A group of women reflecting Australia's diversity gathered at the Immigration Museum in Melbourne. They were there to discuss what they can do to change the discrimination many of them experience in the workplace. And according to a survey by the Victorian Community and Public Sector Union, their feelings are justified. The survey revealed women of colour continue to experience discrimination in the workplace. State Secretary of the CPSU, Karen Batt, says the results are not surprising.
The fact that there were many public servants experiencing racism and discrimination in their workplace in the form of bullying or the failure to get opportunities to be promoted, I thought needed to be seriously looked at.
The results of the survey of union members prompted the Women in Colour Conference. Of the nearly 200 women who participated in the survey, 32% said they had experienced some form of racism, while 60% said they had never reported it. Those who didn't always get their issue addressed. Some of the responses they said they received included, "My complaint was suppressed by my management. I was ostracised by my colleagues and bullied for highlighting OH&S issues at work. The person was not aware they were being racist. They thought it was a joke." Or, "Not positive. I won't be reporting again." A successful lawyer, Asmina Hussein, says at times getting people to look beyond her appearance can be difficult.
This image of being brown and being Muslim is still not considered normal. And that's why events like today are so important in normalising women of colour and women from culturally diverse backgrounds.
Asked in the survey how the workplace could be more inclusive for culturally and linguistically diverse women, some of the responses included seeing more women of colour in leadership and implementing cultural safety training for all managers. Ms Hussein says it's not just a women's issue or women of colour issue, but a community issue.
It goes to show that there is a lot of work to be done in not just bringing these issues to the surface, but to engaging leadership support, to be part of this conversation. The issue is not there for women of colour to address, it's for the broader community to address. So the outcomes from today's conference will be put together in a document, and it then is so important to make it a living and breathing document that gets shared and implemented more broadly.
The women at the conference and the union are now calling on the government to take action. Victoria's Minister for Women, Gabrielle Williams, says the survey results are concerning and agrees more needs to be done.
We see now departments have diversity and inclusion strategies. That in itself obviously doesn't solve the problem, but what it does mean is that there is a spotlight, if you like, on the issue.
The union says the issues raised in Victoria would also be reflected across the country. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.